Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. Another week of Health Talk Radio. I am your host, Donald. Hope everybody's had a good week. Productive, healthy, feeling good. Today is the 23rd of January, so we're almost through the whole month of January, and we've been working and feeling better, and I'm sure some people have been working out and working on their weight and working on their health, and hope that's coming great. You know, seeing far too many deaths, though. I've seen some people come through that we've lost this week, friends from my neighborhood, and some people that I've seen on their timelines have lost family members, and it looks like it's a health epidemic going on. There's a lot of lives being lost, and it doesn't have to happen. Prevention, of course, is the best medicine, and things tend to happen to us. And if you get indoctrinated into a system that doesn't really look to help you too much, then it becomes a problem. And so, you know, I'm just here to push my mission. I'm here to, you know, my team is here, and we work really hard to come up with topics every week to be able to bring to you. And so I always thank y'all for joining me. I thank y'all for being able to come here and just spend some time and talk about something different, have a different conversation for about an hour or so. And if you ever have a question, you know, you can chime in, you can inbox me, you can call me, and let's just, you know, create this platform, because I'm here. I'm here every week, regardless if there's 10 people on here or 1,000 people on here. I'm showing up. I have a mission. And we got to do it. We have to. And so this week, we're going to be talking about energy. And energy is something that some of us don't seem to have enough of, and children seem to have way, way too much of. And you hear saying, man, you know, how do they get all that energy? What do you do for energy? People take energy drinks. I think the energy drink industry is about a $2.5 billion industry. And that's people going to get anything from Mountain Dews to Monsters to Red Bull and all of these other drinks to just make it. Coffee. And we find that it's temporary. And we don't really ask ourselves the question, what is it that I need to do to make my own energy? What is it that I need to do to be able to sustain the energy that I have? Or what can I do to help my body make more energy? And naturally, without having to, you know, go and get a lot of those energy drinks, which aren't really good for you. You crash, or you have a lot of the symptoms of jittery, you know, being jittery or being anxious. And then, you know, you get really, really tired. When you get that tired, especially coming down from those drinks, no telling what's going to happen. And, you know, for those of us who are involved in sports, you know, athletes and coaches and those who work with athletes, and of course myself, you know, we understand the importance of fueling the body to maximize energy and performance. And it also helps to understand how the body converts energy so that healthy strategies can be used to improve athletic performance, or just the performance of day-to-day life. And, you know, the first law of thermodynamics states that energy cannot be created, but it must be transferred or converted from one form to another. An automobile only runs on gasoline. The human body only runs on one kind of energy, and that's a chemical energy. And more specifically, the body can only use one specific form of chemical energy or fuel to do biological work. And that's called endosine trisulfate. And that is ATP for short. And so when you talk about the ATP, you know, how does that ATP work in the body? And I'm trying to, you know, when I explain things, I try to make sure I'm using it in layman's terms so that we understand it and not get caught up in a lot of the jargon that, you know, can sometimes have you confused. And so the best way to describe how this ATP works in the body which is the only fuel that the body can convert to energy. Our bodies have three different chemical systems and that convert energy. Most everyone knows that we use proteins and carbohydrates and fats for energy. And calories are measurements of a unit of heat or food energy. For example, we can achieve 4 calories per gram of protein and carbohydrates and 9 calories per gram of fats. That's a breakdown when you talk about calories and proteins and carbohydrates. But how do we convert potential energy substances into ATP? And this is where this comes into play. Oh, shoot. Dropped my phone. Sorry. The immediate energy, or ATP, is the system the body uses to generate immediate energy. The energy source, which is PC, is stored within the tissues of the body. When exercise is done and energy is expanded, PC is used to replenish ATP. Basically, the PC function, like a reserve to help rebuild the ATP, is almost instantaneous. It almost happens instantly. And that's why a lot of times when you go work out, you feel like you have more energy, like, man, I feel so good, I feel energetic. One, because you're raising that chemical, you're raising those hormones. When you talk about dopamine and norepinephrine and endorphins and the things that make you feel good, those are chemical and hormone balances within the body. And when we talk about hormone balances within the body and chemical balances within the body, a lot of that has to do with how good or bad our cholesterol is. It has to do with how good or bad our sugar levels are. And it also has to do with what's good or bad about how toxic our liver is. And I'll explain those things, and also how well our pancreas is working. And I'll explain those things. Diabetics, or people who have, and I shouldn't say diabetics because I should use the whole grouping. And the whole grouping is people who have blood sugar imbalances. And when you have a blood sugar imbalance, that simply means that your body does not process or is not receiving insulin in the manner that it should. And insulin, as most of us know, is made in the pancreas. And so when you are, say you eat starch, you eat like a plate of spaghetti, pasta, or some kind of fettuccine, Alfredo, or whatever, what have you, and you eat a big plate of it, and you have the garlic bread that goes with it and everything that works, and you finish eating that meal, and now all of that starch, carbohydrates, because you've gone way more than the recommended amount of carbohydrates per calorie, you tend to realize that, man, I'm really tired. And what happens is, we call it the itis, but your blood sugar drops. And when your blood sugar drops, you lose energy. And some people, blood sugar drops so much that they fall asleep and there's nothing they can do about it. There's certain people who their blood sugar spikes after they eat meals like that, or just throughout the day, no matter what. And that's the word, that's where narcolepsy comes from. People who just fall asleep no matter what they're doing, and they can't control it. They know they're going to go to sleep. They can feel themselves falling asleep, but in their mind, they're totally awake, and they can't control that function. And that's a blood sugar imbalance. That's a loss of energy. And so with that being said, we understand that when you have a blood sugar imbalance, there are some deficiencies in the body that's going on. And those deficiencies of two minerals, chromium and vanadium, but there's also some cofactors, about 23 cofactors that go into making that chromium and vanadium work and within the body so that you can maintain a level of blood sugar. But that's why one of the reasons we say we have to watch the foods that we eat. We can't eat that big bowl of pasta. You can make gluten-free pasta. And gluten-free noodles, if cooked properly, work just like regular noodles. Because most of the time, we just don't eat noodles plain. We eat them with something else, some sauce, some kind of Parmesan sauce, some kind of red sauce, some white sauce, whatever it might be. We don't just eat those noodles by themselves. And we can add veggies to it. We can add shrimp to it, or we can add some chicken breast to it. So there's different ways to eat and just change up a few things so that you're not getting hit with that itis. That's when your blood sugar drops. So people after work, you know, and I'm not sorry after work, but after lunch at work, they get back to their desk and all they can do is think about going to sleep. Or that 10 o'clock drop in the morning when you get to work. And most of the time, the American diet consists of high starch, high carbohydrate, take foods. You go to McDonald's and you get some kind of egg McMuffin or some kind of muffin or something, or Bojangles or wherever it is you go. You get the hash browns, which is white potatoes. You get a coffee or a tea or maybe even some kind of soft drink, depending on your vice, orange juice, something that's really high in sugar. And you get those things, and you consume your breakfast. And after you've consumed your breakfast, it sits, and it starts to digest, and the sugars start to process. And then by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you're, like, sleepy. Like, you hit a wall. And then you stumble into lunchtime, and then you do the same thing with your lunch. You go out and get a burger and some fries or whatever it might be. And then you get about 2 or 3 o'clock, and you're tired. Then you're like, man, what am I going to have for dinner? And you say, I'm going to make me a pot of spaghetti for dinner. I'm going to make me some Alfredo for dinner. And so now you've gone a whole day, and all you've done was fill yourself up on carbohydrates, which have turned into sugar. So pretty much you ate sugar all day long. A lot of people make coffee, and they put a lot of sugar in their coffee or cream in their coffee. You might drink a sweet tea for lunch. You might have a soda for lunch with your lunch. You might go home and drink some juice with your dinner. And you might sprinkle a little bit of water in there every now and again. But that I wish that we could eat based on – oh, I wish that foods were labeled based on what we were doing or based on what we were actually – what was actually happening in our bodies. So as opposed to just saying, like, I ate I ate a hamburger and french fries. You should say, I ate a cow and I ate some bread and I ate some potatoes. But really, at the end of the day, you say, I ate sugar. And then another meal, you say, I ate sugar, because that's what those things turn into. And when you think of it that way, then you're like, wow, you know, how can I change that? And that's when you have to look at adding veggies to your diet. Things that are alive, foods that are alive give you life. So instead of eating the things that are not alive or that are processed, meaning that all the nutrients are sucked out of it, all the life has been sucked out of it, you eat live food. So you may have a fruit salad, and those are simple sugars. As long as you don't eat too much fruit, it's good, but certain fruits have a lot more sugar than others. So you have to also be careful with that, but those are simple sugars that are easier to break down and process than these other sugars that I was explaining to you. And you'll see that you'll have a different level of energy. You can sustain a little bit more energy. Then when you look at it from a vegetable aspect, you eat vegetables and you cook them just a little bit. You don't want to cook them too much because then you cook all the nutrients out of them. And some vegetables you eat raw, and you know, if you eat, you can stand them eating them raw, you eat them raw, and they're alive. Then you have to be careful, of course, with the pesticides and all of those things. I mean, you know, it's like it can become an arduous task to really pay attention to how you eat. But guess what? We only get one body, and we only have one life to live. And if that's not worth it to you, then I don't know what is. But we have to take the time to eat live foods, eat things that are alive, and that helps your energy level. That helps with the manufacturing of energy, whether you're transferring it to something that you're using or transferring it to something that's being taken away from you. Then once we realize that our energy is low, then we go get things to amp up our energy. And one of the things that does is it gives your body a false sense of itself making energy. But because it's got chemicals in it, because it's not a good source of energy, the body sees it, says, oh, man, we can use this, but then realizes once it starts to break down that this is not good for us. And that's where the anxiousness comes in, because that's also a blood sugar imbalance. And so it's raising your blood sugar so fast that it causes you to get anxious. It causes you to get jittery. And then once that blood sugar levels off, then that's when the crash comes. And now you have a loss of energy again. Also, when you talk about energy, we talked about blood sugar, but we also need to talk about cholesterol. Why do we need to talk about cholesterol? Because cholesterol makes hormones. And so if our cholesterol is too low, we don't have a healthy cholesterol level, then our body can't produce those particular hormones that's needed to give us energy. Testosterone gives you energy. The right amount of estrogen and progesterone gives you energy. Those are reproductive hormones, but they also give you energy. It's hard to be turned on, for lack of a better word, and be tired at the same time. That actually will wake you up. Now, after you're done, you get tired because you've just expended that energy, if you know what I mean. So energy has to be transferred one way or the other. It's either being transferred into the body or it's being transferred out of the body. But there are certain things that we do that causes our energy to be just zapped because of how, one, we eat, and two, the quality of rest we get. And I'm not the one to be speaking on sleep. But I tell people all the time, I sleep a couple of hours, but I take good nutrition. And even that doesn't always substitute for good rest. So at least once a week, or maybe twice, I try to sleep longer than about 4 to 5 hours to get some good rest. They say we should sleep 8 to 10 hours. I feel like I'd lose all my life if I had to sleep that long. There are times when I do, and I wake up and I feel fine. But the body has to rejuvenate itself. And in that rejuvenation process, it normally happens through sleep. Also, it can happen through the proper nutrients, supplementation. And also, we have to talk about energy at a cellular level, because every cell needs energy. When we talk about protons, neutrons, and electrons, those things that make up a cell, and the energies that transfer throughout those cells are super important. And if you don't have a balance of those neutrons and protons and electrons at their rates, then those cells, the individual cell, we got trillions of cells in our body. They're not firing at the right level. They don't have the right amount of energy to work. Also, what causes that is free radicals. Free radicals that enter the body. They enter the body through oils, and I'm talking about oils we heat up and eat, like in fried foods. It enters our bodies through the toxins in the air that we breathe. It enters through our bodies from the things that we put on our skin, such as toxic makeups and lotions and hair shampoos and lip gloss and lip balm and all of these things that we put on that are toxic. And if we ever turn our things and look at the label on the back and you see that paragraph of stuff of half the stuff you can't pronounce, though you smell really good and though you look really good, it's toxic. And so your body's become highly toxic. And what that creates is free radicals in the body. And free radicals are, I like to liken them to little piranhas that attach themselves to cells. And now the more cells that you have that are free radical, have free radicals, they what's called free radical damage to your cells. And those free radical damaged cells tend to not work or function as needed. And then at some point in time, that cell dies. And so we have so many dead cells within our body. Skin cells fall off and you regrow new ones. But cells within the body, as they become dead and you're not rebuilding good, new, healthy cells, then you're not producing good energy. You're not making good energy because you got cells that can't, that don't have the right balance of protons, neutrons, electrons, like within an atom. And at that point, the body doesn't function as it should. So one of the things that I've been able to be introduced to that works really well is pollen burst. And anybody who knows, that's listening, that's ever had pollen burst, you understand that it's not, they call it an energy drink, but how it works is amazing. I mean, it's like magic. And what it does is it releases oxidative stress from the body. So these cells that have oxidized and have free radicals attached to them, it frees them. And so now you have more healthier cells working for you which gives you that natural feeling of healthy energy. When you have that natural feeling of healthy energy, it's sustainable. It may be sustainable for 3 or 4 hours, 5 hours. And the body's like, wow, I feel great. And that's kind of what happens as well when you sleep, when you allow the body to rest, when you allow the body to fast. And that's why the first meal in the morning is called breakfast. That's break fast. You're breaking your fast. So you've slept for a period of time. You've not had anything in the body. And when you fast, you find that you have more energy. People who fast, if you fast about a day or two, the first day is probably kind of hard because, one, you're withdrawing, your body's withdrawing itself from caffeine and the different things that it's used to ingesting, outside energy that it's used to getting. And then by the second day, it kind of levels off. And then by the third day, you have this jolt of energy. And you're like, where did this come from? I haven't even eaten anything. And that's because your body's getting itself back in balance. And so the body really truly wants to work for itself. It really wants to have that level of energy that it needs. But we get in its way. And then also when we talk about the liver being toxic. When the liver's toxic, energy's hard to come by. Because all the things that we try to do to get through to make it work, everything that goes into our bloodstream has to go through the liver to be filtered. And when that liver is not producing the right amount of cholesterol, or it's not sending the right signals because it's toxic, the gallbladder is not functioning properly. All these things that happen when the liver is not working properly becomes an issue. And the one thing that you find of the people who do a detox, especially the liver detox, the 30-day liver detox, that's one of the biggest things besides weight loss that they say is, man, my energy is through the roof. And they can't figure out why. And when we look at children and we wonder why they have so much energy, it's just because their bodies are brand new and they have not had all of these, they have not been introduced, their bodies have not been introduced to the foods, chemicals, and all the things that tear down your body's energy. They also have more attention units. And attention units are these little, it's a real thing. And these attention units are a little bit different in a sense, not energy, and I'm not speaking of energy, but the ability to just go all out. Kids will ask you for the same thing over and over and over again. They will say your name over and over and over again because they don't have a filter yet. They don't know no. They don't know that they can't have something. And they have millions and billions of these attention units. But as they get older and the more they're told no, or the more they're told you can't do that, or the more they're told that I don't think that's the right thing for you to do, or that's wrong, they start to lose these attention units. And then when you get to a certain age in life where you've had tragedies and you've had heartbreaks and all of these things, your energy, your attention units are zapped. And when your attention units are zapped, you can't physically pay attention to anything. You can't sustain anything because your attention units are zapped. And then you say, well, how do I overcome that? And it's the same thing. You have to go on a fast. You have to cut out the things from around you that causes your energy to be zapped. You have to cut out the people from around you that cause your attention to be zapped. The ones that doubt you, the ones that say you can't do this, the ones that say you can't do that. And you have to get back to being a child. If we were as aggressive as adults with the same childlike mentality that we have, we would be unstoppable. Just the persistence and not taking no for an answer and the energy to just keep on asking over and over and over again. The energy to keep saying, mommy, 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 mommy. I mean, all day long. Like, you don't get tired of that. And us as adults, because we don't have the same amount of tension units, it drives us up a wall. We don't have the energy for that. So children are amazing in that. And that's one of the things that we should learn from is when we look at them, they don't have that filter. Everything is still new. Everything is still just the way it should be. we nurture our children. We try to make sure that they get the right milk. We try to make sure that we take care of them in such a way that they stay healthy for as long as they can. And then once we start indoctrinating them into foods, that's when things start to happen. That's when you have the ADHD or the ADD, or that's when you have the mood swings, or that's when you have the child who's just really, really mellow, has low energy, or hyperactive. Hyperactive is also not good energy because you're not physically in your mind. It's like a drunk. They get real belligerent. They want to fight. They got plenty of energy, but they're not operating within inside the space of their mind. So energy is one of those things that is important. And when we start looking for outside ways of trying to maintain it or trying to sustain it or get it, we do our body a disservice, and it doesn't really know what to do. And so we have to eat the proper foods. We also have to ingest the proper nutrients to maintain that natural energy. And when we do that, we feel so much better. We function at a higher level. We feel refreshed. And when we don't, we're tired all the time, we're dragging, and we're always trying to find ways to get more energy. Now, the other thing with energy is that it comes from the chakras. And this is an outside realm of energy. This is the energy, the force field outside of us. And these chakras, you have your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, and you have the root chakra, which is down near your groin. And in between, you have your heart chakra, and you have other chakras. And these chakras create and produce energy within inside the body, the heat that you feel within inside of your body, the temperature, why our bodies have to operate at 98 degrees is because of that energy that we have. That comes from, one, the sun. If we didn't have the sun, we'd be in trouble. The sun gives us so much energy. It's a ball of energy. We have the speed of sound. We have the speed of light. We have those things which are energy, which flow past us. We have protons and neutrons floating around in the air. Those things our bodies can identify with. That's why we have to make sure that we drink enough water. Why? Because water is a conductor of electricity or a conductor of energy. And that's why our bodies are as fluid as they are, 70% fluid, 70 to 80% fluid, and 20% solid, 20 to 30% solid. And so you have to drink that good filtered water so that your body can keep the right amount of fluid, can keep the right amount of water so it can conduct the right amount of energy. And those are spiritual energies. When you pray, when you meditate, when you fast, when you do those things, and you connect with the spirit world, however that is for you, you tend to gain more energy. You come out of a meditation or you come out of a deep prayer, and you're able to connect to the spirit. That gives you a sense of energy. And that sense of energy is more euphoric. It's felt in a different way. Although it's still the same endorphins firing, and although it's still the same norepinephrine and those things that help produce those good feelings, that spiritual energy, that connection to something greater than yourself or outside of yourself in the spirit world gives you so much energy and makes you feel really, really good. And so that is going to be as important to you as the physical energy. And that's what we talk about, having a balance in our lives, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that spiritual energy will sustain you when you're feeling down, when you're feeling like you're challenging yourself, you can't get out of your own way, and you got to go somewhere and just sit and be still. And my uncle and a couple other people used to say, in order to hear God talking to you, you got to sit still somewhere. Go somewhere and sit down. One of my friends always say, and my dad, just be still. Slow down. And that's something that's hard for me to do because I'm always racing. I'm always running. I'm always trying to get it. It's a hustler's mentality, but at the same time, in order to know if you're on the right path and on the right track, sometimes you got to slow down and just don't do nothing for a minute. And just let the spirit feed you, let the energy feed it back into you so you can charge yourself, so you can get more clarity, so you can get more focus, and then you move on again. And so meditation has been always been a good thing for me the last 3 or 4 years, is to really meditate and to really connect with the outer world. And also just sitting and doing nothing. And I'm reading a book right now. It's called Waking Up to the Joy of You. And one of the chapters in that book is about doing nothing. Just sitting in a space, whether it be at a beach, whether it be on your front porch, just somewhere where you can just be quiet. No TV, no distractions. And just sit there. And it's amazing how you'll have so many things that run through your mind when you first sit still. And it's almost like you feel like it's pulling you to go and do it. I got to go and do this. Oh, I thought about that. And it's like all the things that you can't remember when you're racing and running, you'll think about when you sit still. That's why a lot of times when we lay in bed at night, we can't focus, like, because our minds never stop racing. That energy never stops. And it's all the things that we forgot to do or we should have done or the calls we should have made. And then finally, once we settle down and we go to bed and we wake up, it feels like we got beat up or it feels like we didn't get a quality of rest because our mind never slowed down. And so that's an important thing outside of meditation and prayer and however it is that you connect to the spirit world, but just sit still inside of yourself because life is an inside-out game. And if you sit there, things will happen inside of you, your subconscious. Your subconscious doesn't have a filter. Your subconscious doesn't know right or wrong. It knows that this is what needs to happen. But it's our conscious that gets in our way. It's fear that gets in our way. Fear zaps your energy. Stress zaps your energy. So we stress out about things. We fear things. The first thing that happens when you get fearful of something, you shock, you're in shock, you lock up, you just stand there. You can't do anything. Life stops. Time stops. Energy stops. When you're stressed, it's like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You don't have any energy to fight through it. And so it's important that we channel those things away from us by understanding that they're obstacles of life and we all are on a journey. Through that journey, if you're living and you're working and you're walking on the journey that you want to be on, it's going to be hard. It's going to be extremely hard. Doing the right thing and following your passion is extremely hard. And sometimes we don't have the energy to feel like we want to go on. But you have to. And all the things that happen isn't someone taking away your passion. Isn't someone trying to steal or rob it from you. It's part of the journey. You have to endure. And then if you're not living in your passion, you still won't have the same problems. Life is still hard. That whatever it is for you is still there. And you still have to deal with it. The only thing is, it's hard to attach it to anything because it's not really your passion. You're not following your dreams. You're just over here doing something, maybe to survive or maybe to just say you're productive, but it's not serving you. So therefore, when these obstacles and these things pop up, you say, man, why can't I catch a break? I never have the energy to just do this thing. And one is because it's not serving you. And so to have that energy for something that you're passionate about, that you would get up and do every day regardless of how much you got paid or regardless of what stood in your way, you have that energy. You create that energy because the excitement of being able to do what it is you want to do supersedes sometimes the obstacles, although the obstacles can bog you down and they can hold you back or slow you down, you say, man, but I really want to do this thing. And you keep pushing. And so that's an energy that we don't often pay attention to day to day. We get up and we go to a job we hate. And they said that a lot of times the most heart attacks that happen are on Monday mornings. And that's people who've had a great weekend with their family, did some stuff that they wanted to do, but they have to go back to a place that they can't stay. And they'll get to work and stressed out. They're stressed out all week. Don't have the energy to do anything. That's just like, I was listening to Zig Ziglar, and he told his story about how this guy, he woke up in the morning, and he left the house. Well, he spilled his orange juice all over his suit. He had to go change his clothes. He got out the house. As soon as he got out the house, he got a flat tire. Then he got to work, realized nobody was there because his office manager had called out. He had to stay at work all day. He get home late. Once he got home, his wife was like, baby, I'm glad you're home. We got to clean the garage out. He's like, oh, my God, I can't. With the day I just had. And then one of his friends calls him up and say, hey, man, let's go play nine holes. We got some time to get some golf in. And all of a sudden, his whole attitude changed. His mind changed. Because why? Something happened. Something entered him. Something spoke into his listening. And he found the energy. He mustered the energy to go and to go want to do that thing. But everything else that he didn't want to do was just bogging him down from his day. And it's the same way when we don't follow our passion. It's the same thing when we don't follow our dreams, even just a little bit. Even if you just do it on the weekend. Even if you just do it a couple times a day or a couple times a week. Whatever it is that it is for you. And when you do that thing, you'll find that you have energy for other things. Because you'll look to get through the things that you don't want to do to get to the things that you want to do. So if you paint, but you can only paint on Thursday nights, your body will look forward to painting on Thursday nights. And you'll get there on Thursday night and you'll paint. You'll have a good time. And then until the next Thursday, you get to look at what you painted. And you get to brainstorm about what you're going to paint, although you're going to that job that you don't like, although you're having to sit through soccer practice and football practice or go to other activities that you don't like. But you take that time out and do something that you love, and you'll find that you have that energy to be able to get through to the next day or to the next week or until you can revisit that thing again. But you have to make it a regular part of your life. And so that's another way to muster up some good energy and natural energy. And that's that mental energy. And also the people that we have around us. We have to be careful of what we watch on TV. A lot of the news is negative. It'll drag you down. You hear the same thing all day, every day. Sports, you know, it's like we have these big dilemmas of who gonna win this or who gonna do that. And it takes us away from our life. Here we are, we talking about different football players, different basketball players. Guess what? We talk about people who are living their dreams, who are already doing exactly what it is they want to do, who are already making their money, and we spend our time being commentators about their life, and they're doing exactly what they want. And we just sitting by, and we don't make any more money because of it. We don't get to our passion or dreams anymore because of it. We just there, holding a space, speaking on somebody else's life who's doing exactly what they want to do. Oh, such and such shouldn't have did this, or that's a shame what such and such did. Man, take that time and focus on what you could do, and you'll learn that your energy level will be much better. The toxic people that you have around you, whether it be coworkers, whether it be friends, whether it be family, you got to rein that in. I love that one of my mentors, Dr. Louis Ariazza, he talks about how from 8 in the morning until like 8 at night, he only talks to people within our Spartan group, within our network marketing group. He don't talk to anybody outside of that. You call the house, he's not even answering the phone. And I was like, man, that's, and when I first heard him say it, I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy. But then when I thought about it more, the more you immerse yourself and indoctrinate yourself into what it is you're doing every day, day to day, you have no choice but to win, because everything that's around you is about what you're doing. And some of that we can control and some we can't, but you can control it however much you want to. And those negative energies don't tend to get inside of you. Those other conversations that are not conducive to what it is you're trying to do, you don't put yourself in that place. And that's how you sustain your energy. You don't allow little things to come through and zap your energy, especially if they don't have to. So we have to control the mental energy, the self-sabotage that we do when we tell ourselves, man, I really want to do this, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't think I can do it. We do that. We get in our own way. That's the conscious and the subconscious having a fight. And the conscious is trying to figure out what the subconscious is doing, but it never really works. And so we just tend to get in our way. And we say, man, I wish I could lose this weight. Or, man, I just wish that I could catch a break. You can't catch a break. You got to work for a break. But there's a lot of work that has to happen. You look at a lot of these entrepreneurs that, or owners or corporate CEOs that we tend to work for. Because if you're not living your dream, you're living somebody else's. If you're not doing anything that you're passionate about, you're working for somebody else who has a passion. That's about how it boils down. So any job you have, and I'm not saying that jobs are bad because people enjoy what they want. Some people don't have that desire to be an entrepreneur. And no, and you shouldn't, because it takes all kinds to make the world go round. But whatever it is for you, you have to focus on that. You have to do that. And you have to surround yourself with things that will allow you to do that. My son, he's 7 years old, and I ask him all the time, what do you want to be? And I understand that 7 years old, whatever it is, it may be that for this week, and it may be something else the next week. But he told me, he said, I want to be a storm chaser. And you tell him it's a thunderstorm coming, and he start looking around nervous. And I said, Jamie, if you want to be a storm chaser, you're going to have to, let's go look at TV. Let's go look at the Weather Channel. Let's go look up hurricanes. Let's get on the internet. Let's go understand what happens when there are tornadoes. You have to understand these things. What happens when it rains? What's the water table like? What's the water cycle? You have to understand what the cloud, different types of clouds are, so you can recognize when a storm is coming. I mean, you have to understand these things if you want to be a storm chaser. And then he starts to get into it, and he's like, wow, it's interesting. And he's more intrigued by it. And I don't even know where that came from, that he has that desire to want to do that. He also wants to cook. And, you know, he's like, I'm going to work at Red Lobster. Really? He said, yeah, because I want to cook different types of seafood. That's amazing. And so I don't get in his way. One of the things that I do not do is get in my child's way. If there's something that he wants to do, we do our best to make sure that we get him the resources or the understanding that he needs to do those things, even at 7. And if it changes at 9, we'll do that. But there should always be a place in your mind and in your heart where you're working towards something that it is you love and something that it is you want to do. And that's how you sustain that inner energy. That's how you sustain that mental energy. And then you put the right foods in your body and you give yourself the right levels of understanding. And you understand that anything that happens to you is part of the journey, because the journey's hard. Journey's rough. But like my dad said, if you're trying to do something bigger than yourself, that means you're going to go through hell, because you got to be able to identify with all the people that you're going to help throughout that journey. You can't say, I'm a cancer survivor. I mean, you can't truly help somebody as a cancer patient unless you had cancer and you're free from it. You can explain it to them. You can work with them. But when that person who comes in and says, I had this type of cancer, I know exactly what you're going through. I know exactly what that chemotherapy is like. Oh, I know exactly what this is, and here's what I did that worked for me. That person is more apt to deal with you, because facts just tell, but stories sell. Stories are what people buy. When you hear somebody's story, when you understand what somebody's gone through, that's what people say, oh, man, I'm attached to that. Testimony. It's testimony. It's what you went through and how you got out of it. And so that's why when you're going through a particular place in life, following that purpose and following that passion, you're going to have to go through a lot of obstacles. So that way you can connect with that person who's gone through or is going through a certain thing. And when you give that person that testimony, it gives them that energy to be able to say, you know what, man, if they did it, I can do it. And so when we talk about energy, we have to look at it through all aspects, not just the physical and tired and how we feel, but the mental energy and the spiritual energy. Those are super, super important, and you have to have them all. And they're hard. It's very hard to sustain them all the time. in different places. But we have to have what's called self-awareness. We have to be in the moment of life. If I'm helping someone and talking to someone about some knee issues because I'm giving them my testimony or some back issues, and I'm sitting there and I'm tired and I'm slumped over and I'm like, yeah, if you just do this and maybe try that and it'll work. And the people just looking at you like, man, what are you talking about? Like, how can I believe you? Because you tired from the day. You had a long day and then you finally met with this person at 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening and the day has just beat you up. But you have to be in the moment. You have to be, hey, let me explain to you what just happened to me. Let me show you what happened for me. Let me show you how this worked for me. And people feel that energy. They feel that passion. And inside of that, they tend to move. They tend to want to do something. And that's why it's very important that you're following that life. You're following that passion. You're following that purpose. Because people are going to learn from you. People are going to gain energy from you. It's important that we eat the right foods. It's important that we do the things that's needed to sustain our own energy. It's important that we rest. It's important that we sit and just be. It's important that we surround ourselves with people who are going where we're trying to go. The level of compatibility that you have with the people around you makes it easier to trade energy back and forth because you're all on the same accord. So, energy in and of itself is, of course, something that has to be continued. It has to be paid attention to. You have to pay attention to it. You have to understand that it's a journey. It's a task to keep up the energy that you need to make things work. It's a task to be able to the necessary stamina to make the energy work in your life. Excuse me. And, you know, some of the downsides to that is just that the work is hard, but it's worth it. And once you get used to it, like anything else, it becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, you have that level of energy you need. You have that sustainability that you need. So one of the things that we do for people who come to us and they have no energy, their energy is super low, and maybe they're unhealthy, maybe they've gone through some things in their life, maybe their job is getting on their nerves, whatever it is. But we help them out with that. And one of the ways we do it is we start with the inside of you, your diet, what works, what doesn't work. But we said we got to get your body back in balance first. And getting your body back in balance starts with that detox of the liver. It starts with introducing the right foods into your body. It starts with cutting out gluten and excessive amounts of dairy. And then your body tends to be more balanced. And when your body's more balanced, you're more sharp. You rest. And then we continue to make sure that you have the nutrients that you need every day to maintain your health so that you can get up and fight another day. And if your passion happens to be helping other people, then we put you on that road as well, because that's exactly what we do. We do the necessary things to sustain ourselves, and then we help other people. Just like on an airplane, they say the mask will drop, you put yours on first, and then you help children or other people around you who can't help themselves. So personal development and life starts with us. Things you want, life starts with you. We have to have that first. And it's always a constant journey, day to day. But you have to have some level of understanding of that before you can bring people along. And so you have to show your heart. You have to be vulnerable. You have to make tough decisions in life. You have to go through things in life. And it happens. The same wind blows on us all. But it's not what happens to you. It's how you handle what happens to you that it determines the amount of energy you'll have to get through it. If you stress over things and you get bogged down and you let things get to you, you have very low levels of energy. But if you say, you know what, man, I'm not letting this beat me. Trust and believe, I'm going to work through this. You tend to find that you have more energy. because it's what you tell yourself. It's the relationship that you have with the inside of yourself. It's what happens when you look in the mirror and you look yourself in the eye and you have that real conversation with yourself. Or it's when you just sit off in a corner and you deal with your thoughts. That's what makes life sustainable. That's what makes life important. That's what makes energy transferable through the body and not stagnant. And then that energy that transfers through your body will then transfer through somebody else's body. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that it just created another way for you to think about energy and how you deal with energy and how you think about energy, because everything is energy. From the refrigerator being on, from flushing the toilet, from anything you can think about has energy attached to it. Even things that are sitting there. What's keeping it there? Gravity. That's energy. What keeps you grounded? Gravity. That's energy. So, you know, when we talk about energy, we do have to look at it from a health and physical standpoint, but we also have to look at it more from a mental and spiritual standpoint. And then we have to understand that we have to have a handle on all three of those. And that's what helps us maintain a level of sanity or a level of energy, enough energy to keep getting up and going after it every day. You ever see a football player and they say he got a motor. He don't take no plays off. He just on it. He after it. He has that level of energy because that passion is fueling inside of him to want to win. The more you want to win, the more you want to succeed, the more you want to do what's right, the more you want to help, the more energy you get. The more you give, the more energy you get. Givers get energy. Takers are very low energy people. People who blame their circumstances on other people, they're very low energy people. People who don't accept responsibility for things in life are very low energy people. People who don't eat a proper diet have very low energy people. And that's physical, spiritual, and mental. Focus on the energy and focus on the type of energy that you are giving off. Focus on the type of energy that you need and plug yourself into those outlets of people or systems or resources that have that energy so that you can sustain and keep going. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to put them in the comments. You can inbox me. But, you know, I just feel like we really need to pay attention to how we look at things in the sense of the level of energy that we have and what we give and what we're putting out, because that's what people see. And you're a reflection of yourself, but we can't always see ourselves. And so how do you see yourself? You see yourself through the eyes of other people and what they say to you, what they say about you, or maybe what they say to someone else. And we have to check our energy at the door. We have to check our self-awareness at the door to make sure that it's something that we have a handle on. And it's not easy. Every day is not easy. Every Tuesday, no matter where I'm at in the world, I'm right here. That's not always easy. There's a whole lot of days I don't feel like it. There's a whole lot of nights I don't feel like studying for the next week, for the next topic. But I made a commitment to myself. I made a commitment to my mother. That's an energy that's bigger than myself. I made a commitment to my son. That's an energy that's bigger than myself. I made a commitment to my community that if one person showed up, I would have something valuable to give them. So no matter what, I have to be here. And that's why one of the things that I say is have a wonderful day no matter what. Because there's going to be things that will happen, but we got to find the good in the day. And when you have those days, you just bog down and you don't have any energy, and you really can't find any energy. There'll be those days. that's when you got to have the people around you to say, hey, it's all right. It's okay. Or you got to be able to go off in that corner and just have a moment and pray or meditate so that you can get that energy, so you can plug into that outlet and get that energy back. You can charge that battery. So we have to keep that in mind as well. Have accountability partners. Have people around you. Have companions if you can. The people that are close to you. Surround yourself with people that are going to give you that energy. That's going to help you when you need that energy. And then when they're down and they need energy, you're there for them. That's why it's important who you surround yourself with. You eat that good diet. And when you eat that good diet, that fruit, those vegetables, and those sweet potatoes, and that fish, those things will fuel your energy from the inside. Put the proper things on your skin. If you can't eat it, you shouldn't put it on your skin. Skincare is so important because anything you put on your skin gets into your bloodstream within 26 seconds. So if it's toxic, you've got toxins in your body in 26 seconds. If it's healthy, you got something healthy in your body within 26 seconds. The skin being the largest organ of the body, for as porous as it is, it's amazing how fast something gets in your bloodstream. So you have to be mindful of that. What goes into your ears? What goes into your nose? What goes into your mouth? What your eyes take in? It's important. So I appreciate everybody joining me. If anybody has any questions or just wants to make a comment, if you're on the radio side, you can press 1. If you're on the Facebook side, you can make a comment, and I will answer it. We can talk about it. We can have dialogue about it. You can inbox me. I'm not sure why the system, I don't know if it's going out in and out a lot. My cousin just said it keeps interrupting, and I apologize for that. I'm not sure why. But if there's anything you miss, call me. You know, let's talk about it. My phone number is 919-599-0916. Any way you want to try to get healthy, any way you want to try to get better, let's do it together because it's a whole team of us. We're a global team. We're a global company. We're a global unit. Friends, family, everybody's local or somewhere in the world, but we all pull together to be that outlet for each other when we need it. We all pull together to be that support system for each other when we need it. So because our passion and our dreams are really all we have, and you don't want to die with the music still playing inside of you. So until next week, I want everybody to have a good week. I want everybody to have a productive week. We're coming down to the end of January. If you're on a resolution, if you're on a detox like our detox team is, continue to push. Continue to smile. Continue to try to work through the things that you have to work through every day to stay grounded. To stay aware of self, to stay focused on the mission, to stay focused on the passion, to put the right foods in your body, to put the right nutrients in your body. And when you do that, the energy will be there. You will have more energy than you know what to do with. And if you get to get up and do exactly what you want to do every day, you will never run out of energy. Trust me. I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you next week. 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be here. And a new topic, if you have a topic that you want me to speak on, if you have a topic you want to dialogue about, you can inbox me, you can text me or call me and tell me, and we can have a conversation. Me getting on here and speaking is cool, and I'll continue to do that, but let's really have a conversation. Let's light up the comments and really start to talk about some things that's important to us, that's going to help affect change within us. To put us on that right track. So there is no out of bounds with this. It's just to create a different dialogue. It's to spend an hour or so with you every week just to break down and talk about something different. Let's get away from the news. Let's get away from all the drama and just talk about some real stuff. So thank you for tuning in. Again, I hope it was valuable information that you received one way or the other. You know how to contact me if you need me. I love you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.